By implication, I suppose by rationality. This is unusual. Most creation stories involve some sort of pre-existing substance that is ordered and also involve not creation through the word, but creation through some sort of physical action. Actually, a whole lot of creation stories start out with some sort of primeval person who's ripped to bits and whose body parts go to form the world as we know it. This is entirely different and much more, in a way, intellectualized. The passage is familiar to everybody. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. In the Hebrew, I'm told, we hear about there being nothing but confusion and chaos. So it's not quite out of nothing, although that step is taken shortly thereafter. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. That's ground zero. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Poof! Right there. Just like that. Something which is interesting about that, this is a small sideline, but worth mentioning, light is the one physical substance, according to the most modern physics, which is absolutely ageless. Photons never die, never age. They are in some profound sense outside of time altogether. Let there be light. That account is from the so-called priestly account. And you can tell as we go through, the priestly account ends with a matter of great interest to priests. The priestly account ends in chapter 2, verse 3. And here's the verse. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. The priests say that right from the start, we have the Sabbath, which is an appropriately priestly sentiment. Then we switch to the J account, and this is really different. The famous English professor at Yale and NYU, Harold Bloom, argues that J was written by a woman in David's court, whom he calls the greatest literary genius ever, with the possible exception of Shakespeare. Be that as it may, J does have its own pungent and earthy style, and it's different, for sure, from the priestly style. Most of the priestly account can be found in Leviticus, which gives you intricate details about ritual and what you should wear and whatnot, matters of concern to priests. There's very little narrative, actually, in the priestly account, but that initial sublime part of Genesis is it. Here you go. And this is very, very different. The Lord God formed man, according to J, of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So we have in J, rather than creation by the word, the vision of God walking around on the pre-existing earth, picking up some red clay, making a mud ball, breathing into the mud ball, and bingo, the mud ball is Adam. But poor Adam, he's alone, he's lonely, and we hear what happens next. This in 21, chapter 2. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman. He brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Compare the account of the creation of human beings from the priestly account, and you'll see a real difference. This, the priestly account, Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps in the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Adam is created first in the J account,